This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Ouch. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. And, you know, they're distractions. They're just distractions. You know, they've got guys like me jumping all through all kinds of hoops to keep up with all the stupid little things that they say about us, which I don't mind doing to a degree. Some of you would listen and carry it on through. I don't mind doing it. But apparently in Oklahoma, and you would, you know, there's some areas of this country you would think you wouldn't even have to talk about this stuff. But in Oklahoma, a Norman North High School teacher is instructing students that to be white is to be racist. Period. You know, think about that. Is he feeling, or some people feeling, like we have to know how the blacks felt, or how the Asians felt, or how the Italians felt at one time, the Germans in this country? Is that how we do it? Is it tit for tat? Is it kind of, you know, I felt that way, so you have to feel that way? A student at a school who did not want to be identified recently used her cell phone to record a classroom lecture at Norman High School, in which her teacher also, who is not identified, explained how to heal the racist divide. The girl alerted her parents to the teacher's troubling comments, and they in turn contacted district officials to demand answers. The lecture began with a video about the mistreatment of Native Americans. Now, that prompted students to... Now, let's be clear about this. Right? America has dark moments in its past. Very dark moments. Now, I don't believe that we killed tens of millions of any class of people, you know, like the Russians did and the Germans did and what have you. But we have had our dark moments, no question about it. And for us to say we haven't, it's just a lie, guys. But the difference between us and other countries is we've gone way out of our way to make up for it. We've gone way out of our way to stop doing it. And we're striving to do better. And if we're striving to do better, we shouldn't be beat up for the past transgressions. I mean, heck, every mainstream media news commentator says that we shouldn't hold Hillary's feet to the fire for things she's done in the past, for how she defended her husband by calling the women he raped and sexually assaulted, you know, bimbos and whores. We weren't supposed to go there. That's just wrong. But in a country where we've come so far, in a lot of ways, that's different. That's a whole different animal, according to these people. The lecture began again with a video on the mistreatment of Native Americans that seems to promote, anyway, how nasty we were. In the video, a man pulls out this globe with a bottle of whiteout and marks over a country or a piece of country and puts his name on it. So he was basically comparing what he had done to the globe to what we did to America. Where her teacher laid out the theories of racism afterward, the student said she was stunned. To be white is to be racist, the teacher said, period. Am I a racist? I say, yeah, I don't want to be. It's not like I chose to be a racist. No, no. You choose to be a racist. And racists come in all colors. White, black, and any other color you could think of in the middle. I don't care whether it, what do you call it? Some people say it's yellow or red skin or brown skin, whatever. Whatever you, label you want to give to it. You learn to be a racist. You decide to allow it to sink in. You decide to become a racist. That's how it works. Let's take a listen to the teacher, just so we can make it crazy. Maybe.
It says the premise of the lecture stated all white people are racists. News Channel 4's Kristen Shanahan has this exclusive story for us tonight. And Kristen, a student recorded the bold words, we understand.
Kevin, she used her cell phone to do it. When she told her parents, they were in disbelief and took their concerns straight to the school. The family is speaking out because they want you to know what took place in a Norman North classroom. We didn't show their faces and change their voices in order to protect the student's identity.
You can visit them, reclaim them, and then rename them.
This video caused a Norman North student to pull out her cell phone and start recording.
And he pulls out this globe with a bottle of whiteout and marks over a country or a piece of a country and puts his name on it. So he was basically comparing what he had done to the globe to what we did to America.
When the video was...
What's sad was that they had to take that student's voice. You know, they had to change the voice, put her, you know, put them in a dark, silhouette or what have you, because they're afraid to speak out. That's disgusting.
Over, she says her teacher continued the conversation and lecturing on how to heal the racial divide. His theories stunned the student.
To be white is to be racist. Period.
She says she was instantly offended.
Half of my family is Hispanic, so I just felt like, you know, him calling me racist just because I'm white, I mean, where's your proof in that?
The words that followed, even more shocking to her.
Am I racist? And I say, yeah. I don't want to be. It's not like I choose to be racist. But do I do things because of the way I was raised?
I felt like he was encouraging people to kind of pick on people for being white.
Why is it okay to demonize one race?
Isn't that funny how... If you don't agree with the gay, lesbian, and transgender movement, if you say I don't believe in it, I don't believe it's real, or what have you, then you're inciting people bullying those people, right? You're inciting people to be mean to those people. Yet this guy comes out and says, if you're white, you're a racist. Period. How did he ever get a license to teach? That would be my question. Who actually put this guy in a classroom? We'll have to do a follow-up of this story, find out where he went. Andrea Nelson is going to join me from the Clover Agency on the other side of the break, and maybe she knows about Kim Kardashian, because I haven't got a clue as to why we even care. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one on suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's jump right into this. Let's bring on Andrea Nelson from the Clover Agency. Andrea is on the show regularly with me, and Andrea, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, hey, I just love this stuff, so let's jump right into it. But the first one I want to do is the one I thought... Man, I really thought you had a different take on this. I thought you'd find it kind of lighthearted and funny, and you just let me know you were not happy about this at all. Now, apparently there was a, what's that show called? Family Feud. And on Family Feud, the question was, what's something that little girls want to grow up to do just like mom? Would your answer be, and I hope it isn't on this board, number one answer was, well, hold on, I'm asking Tammy. What do you think the number one answer was?
Thank you, Tammy.
Shop.
It works.
That's right. Shop. The number one answer for what is, as to what a little girl would want to do to mimic her mom is shop. It doesn't have number two. Number three is get a pedicure.
Actually, I should say number two was Botox or plastic surgery.
Oh, it was. Oh, well, there you go. Botox. Number two. Number three on the board is get a manicure or pedicure. And number four is act or get famous. Number five was dress up. Number six was wear makeup. Number seven was marry rich.
At least they didn't have tattoos on
there. Tammy said at least they didn't have tattoos on there. So, wow. Okay, this is enlightening, don't you think?
I was mortified when I read this. I mean, so I actually discovered this on social media. This was just my friend who happened to have Family Feud turned on, and literally this family, I mean, you know the show, right? I mean,
yeah,
there's two families, right, who are, you know, trying to get the most popular answer to win. And I can't even tell you what I was thinking. I'm seeing this and thinking, first of all, who teaches their children that this is really what women do? You know, if you're going to grow up as a little girl, this is all I can do. I'm going to marry rich, and then hopefully the rest will follow. I'll get my mani pedis every week. I will get my Botox. Devastated, actually.
But this goes right in the face
of... As a strong woman.
Yeah.
I mean, you know me. As a strong woman who... I take pride in what I in my career and what I do for a living. It's just it's sad.
Not anymore.
I feel like where did the 40 years go? Progress. Like we might as well be. I don't know.
Tammy has a good point though. She said they don't even want to be moms. They didn't even talk about being moms here.
Well, what's something little girls want to do to grow? It's interesting. They don't. Now, there's one answer that's not uncovered, and we don't know what that answer is. Perhaps it's something to do with being a mother, but maybe not. You know, when you look at these answers, perhaps someone is just watching The Real Housewives of Orange County maybe one too many times. I mean, what are we teaching our girls that this is their future? It's totally... terrifying to me as a mother of teenage girls.
So, what is when your friends saw this? What did they say?
Well, I mean, if the post was essentially what you read, and that's just, you know, hopefully, if you have a young daughter, hopefully she's not going to answer any one of these seven answers. You know, and it does make you kind of step back and let's hope not. You know, what are we teaching our girls?
If
one of their answers is on this board, then that's a problem.
Yeah. But listen, this falls right in line, though, one of the questions I was going to ask you a little bit ago, which is, you know, Kim Kardashian, right? I mean, she has, there are stories out there that she has, that she lied about what happened in France, that whole thing was nothing more than a PR thing, okay? And who's her honey? What's his name? Shows how closely I follow this stuff. Right, so he's apologized for it. He's sorry that they went down this road with it. It wasn't, you know, wasn't supposed to end this way, that kind of stuff. And, you know, you sit there and you go, are you surprised? And frankly, who cares? Why did we, you know, it was such a big deal. And why do we even care? Why do they hold so much place in our lives?
Why do they hold so much place in our lives? I think they are... the epitome of, you know, a reality show. I mean, they are the escape from our own reality. If we can follow them, you know, for 5 minutes, we don't think about our own issues. And so I think there is I get it. I mean, I understand that the temptation to, you know, put these celebrities and these stories and you know, place them at a high, you know, value in our lives, because a lot of people just use those stories to escape from their own life.
Right.
But I really do think that that's true. The fact that they're leveraging it to, you know, make up a story for a PR stunt is...
yeah, but she's got millions of dollars already. She's got all this, I'm going to say it, you don't have to, unearned fame. I mean, really, seriously. And this is just something else she has to do. for this. I don't get it. I am totally lost. I mean, we're so locked up in fame and that kind of stuff.
Well, and I will say that this, what you're citing, that perhaps that this was a publicity stunt, is I don't think something that's widely been published in the media. I think, you know, perhaps it was cited last week at some point. I'm not sure if that's true. I haven't seen it, you know, all over the media being reported that way. But I wouldn't put it past them. At the same time, I'm not sure if it's true.
Well, again, if it is true, and I have no reason to believe it's not, but if it is true, then I'm sitting here thinking to myself, with all the things going, you know, I mean, because we have nothing else. There's no unemployment rate problems. There's no problems with the income for people. None of those problems. Only whether Kim Kardashian still has a show. And I love all the little, tweets from, I don't even know what to call them. You know, these the little young people, the little millennials, right? I love all these little tweets like, "What am I going to do now? Oh my God, I can't believe it. They can't do this to her. Can't do it to what? She lied. She outright admitted to lying. She lied to it and." Even if the story isn't true, just the mere fact that these people are trying to put up defenses for her kind of shows you where their mindset's at as to what's right and what's wrong, at least in my mind.
Okay, but, interesting. Well, let's say it's true, just for 5 minutes or less. I'm going to push you. Let's just say that it's true, the whole story that she was actually, you know, somebody threatened her at gunpoint. They actually took, okay, you know, her.
You're going to have to hold that.
A diamond ring.
Because okay, we got to sell ads. And when we come back, I want to finish up with that because, you know, I'm tired of this grade line of right and wrong, and we're always making excuses for people. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Adrian Nelson from the Clover Agency joins me. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Join us up on the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Anyhow, I want to bring Andrea Nelson back on with me. She joins me frequently on the show, and she's with the Clover Agency now. Andrea, we were talking about the Kardashians. Why? I don't know. We're giving so much time to them, but we are anyhow. And we were talking about... I was talking about how the show is being canceled, or it appears to be being canceled. You know, we checked on it during the break, and so they got this year all done, and I guess what's in question is next year. And they're not really promoting this year that much, but what I said to you was all the tweets and stuff that I saw, I don't know if they were young girls or not, but they were mostly women on there, you know, really feeling bad about it and not really caring whether it was right or wrong or true or false or what have you. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. Here's somebody that all these young kids look up to or into and paying attention to. And she, if this is true, if she really has staged this whole thing for more publicity, I don't think she deserves any slack at this point.
Well, if that's the case. But again, like I said, I don't know that that's true. I mean, I understand that you're probably citing a source that, you know, you that had said that it was fake. I have not read that. So, I mean, if it was true, I would think it would be widely reported in the media. So I'm not really sure if that's really the case. Now, clearly, that the report was that she was, you know, held at gunpoint, that her 20-carat engagement ring or wedding ring or whatever was taken along with, you know, millions of dollars in jewelry. So, I mean, that's a pretty high-profile robbery. Evidently, that person who did, that it was likely someone that she knew or was familiar with in order for that person to get close enough where, you know, could really take that much right off her body. But, you know, I don't know. I the fact that her show is on hold, social media accounts are on hold, the app and, you know, a lot of the business operations are clearly not operating right now, could just be that it was a traumatic event. I mean, I know that you say differently. You're awfully skeptical. I get that.
I tell you what it is. I'm only skeptical. I only bring the, you know why I bring this stuff up. My biggest beef about all this is how much celebrities, how much people like her, you know, get the attention, get you know, parents don't pay attention to what's going on in those shows. I can't tell you how many times I talk to somebody about some of these shows, and they don't have a clue. as to what their kids are watching, what they're looking at, what they're talking about. It drives me out of my mind.
Well, but the thing is, I mean, she doesn't need to draw attention to herself. The attention is being drawn to her. So on the one hand, when I hear you say, well, she probably staged it, well, I mean, could she have? Possibly. I mean, it's happened before. Certainly other celebrities have done, you know, similar, have been guilty of similar incidents. But at the same time, she does attract a lot of natural attention. I mean, the fact that she has this multi-million-dollar business, she has the show, she's a high-profile person. I mean, people are going to try and get into her inner circle and perhaps take advantage. So it wouldn't be surprising to me if somebody did that and tried to capitalize on it or walk away with, you know, millions of dollars in jewelry. I mean, it's not shocking. She is kind of in the limelight, in the spotlight. She puts herself there, and there's a risk associated with that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And speaking of some weird, freaky stuff, let's talk about Beyonce. No, you know what's really funny? In light of what Trump said, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago now? I don't even know how long ago it was. And the outrage from the left at how women are treated, talked about, and handled. And I know you've seen those memes going all over the place. Now, you threw this one up at me, so I'm going to play with this a little bit. Which, when you look at the Miley Cyruses of the world, right? And we're always told by very liberal people, and then you may be one of them, I don't know, I didn't ask you about this ahead of time, but, you know, we're always told when it comes to Beyonce, when it comes to Miley Cyrus and those types, you know, doing pelvic thrusts, grabbing their own crotches, their own breasts, that's all okay, and that's fine. It's just entertainment, and it's okay. They didn't mean anything by it. And it seems like, okay, so now a guy says something about it, or anybody on the right actually does anything like that, we're bad and we're nasty people, even though she's actually doing it. And now, the story that you sent me, she's had two wardrobe malfunctions this weekend, which is two more than she's ever had in her life. Either she needs to fire her tailor, or this is for some, again, another one of these, hey, look at me, let's bring some PR on me.
Well, perhaps I would agree with you, and the only reason, though, is because Beyonce has a reputation for carefully, very carefully and specifically curating her own fame. Now, this is opposite of like a Kanye West who just like says whatever he wants to and, you know, whenever he feels like it. And it usually backfires on him. If you look up Kanye West apologies on Google, there's a list a mile long of the different times he's had to apologize, right? But with Beyonce, not at all. She's careful. She's specific about exactly what she says, when she says it, when the camera is on her, when the camera is not on her, or when she has audio or not. Like, she's very careful about the persona that she puts out. In fact, she is famous for the hashtag flawless. Like, she has coined that. That has become kind of her synonymous with Beyonce is hashtag flawless. People just believe she really is not even human, in a sense. She just seems so perfect. So if she has two wardrobe malfunctions, your point of perhaps this is a publicity stunt is actually something that maybe I would agree with, because she just doesn't do anything by accident.
No, I and these people, like I said, think about how much is being taken away from them in the and with everything that's going on, with everything that's all the distractions for entertainment, with everything going on in the political world, they're not getting much play right now. There's not much going on in that world right now, you know? So I always,
If you have a record to sell, you've got a new single coming out, or if you're on tour and you've got to sell tickets, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right? In a political and election year, who knows? I wouldn't put it past them.
Before I get into one of the other stories you get, I just got this from somebody earlier tonight, and I was going to do it, and I'm going to run out of time if I don't do it with you. And I thought this was kind of interesting. I want your take on this, okay? These women, there was a story that said these wide women for Trump have an issue. I don't even know what that means, but let me read you the story. The story goes on to say, we are an organization of thousands of women who enthusiastically support Secretary Hillary Clinton for president. Our members know very well her qualifications, experience, hard work, policies, concern for issues important to all Americans, including being trustworthy, kind, and gracious. That is why we were appalled to read a story published in a digital edition of the New York Times on Monday, originally titled President Candidates Gear Up for a Busy Labor Day, in which reporter Ashley Parker referred to Secretary Clinton as a politician's wife turned politician herself, who spent the summer hobnobbing with celebrities. These are two demeaning sexist sentences. The Times has missed Secretary Clinton's extraordinary accomplishments, including her Yale law degree. They go on to say, by attempting to delegitimize the secretary or depict her as a frivolous party hopper, the Times has done the candidate a grave disservice. We've gotten to the point now. Look, if they had said this about Trump, nobody would have written anything, I'm sure. But we've gotten to the point now where, do you think that this person who wrote the article, and I don't know if she's right, left, or anything, it looks like a basic article, how does that demean Hillary Clinton?
So she's being demeaned because she's going hobnobbing with...
First comment made for her was she was a politician's wife turned politician herself, which is a very true statement.
Right.
She had nothing to do with politics or her husband. Right. All right. And then it said she spent the summer hobnobbing with celebrities. She did. She was at every celebrity fundraiser party, what have you, known to mankind. Hobnobbing is not a negative term. It just means running around with, having fun with, or what have you. So...
And yet it's demeaning. Well, you know what? First I would say that the first point that she was making, I agree with it in a sense that she was a politician. She was turned politician, married to a politician and turned politician, right? That's what the point was.
Okay.
I partially agree with that. At the same time, early on in their marriage, she was a politician in her own right, raising money for her husband's campaign. I think she was in it. You know what I mean? She wasn't running herself, but, like, what makes a person a politician? I guess I would question that. You know, and as somebody who's been, you know, I guess surrounded by politics on a local level, or, you know, I am somewhat engaged in the political process, what makes a person a politician? Because they actually ran for office or because they were working behind the scenes? I think there's a...
No, politician...
I think that's, like, a question. There's a...
Well,
I think a lot of people work as a career in politics, but don't necessarily run for office themselves.
Well, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back with Andrea Nelson right after this.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Oh.
All right, we're going. We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. It's always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Andrea Nelson joins me, as she does from time to time on the show, mostly pop culture crazies. And I call it pop culture crazies because, you know, some of you aren't real keen on this stuff. I don't know why we're talking about this stuff. Because you have to deal with this. With your millennials, with your young people, you don't want to hear it. And then when you hear a young person say something, buddy, go like, what are you, crazy? No, you need to understand what's going on. Otherwise, you don't know how to talk with them. And if you don't talk with them, we get beat. Because millennials are a voting bloc. The millennials do vote. They'll continue to vote. And they'll continue to vote in greater numbers. So unless you understand a little bit, even a tiny bit about what's going on in their world, you're not going to be able to reach them. You're not going to be able to talk with them. Anyway, so Andrea Nelson joins me. Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So we were talking about, you were taking a little exception to the politician's wife comment. But here's what I say to you. You know, let's break it down a little bit. You are, for all intents and purposes, you're a politician's wife, correct? Because a politician means, you know, you might be involved in politics, but you're not a politician.
But I'm not his wife. you know, and I'm not just a wife. See, I take some issue with that because that kind of sounds like I'm just a handbag or something that he just carries around. You know, it's like a good accessory.
Hey.
And he walks into an
I didn't say that. Let's use the words for
right,
the pure meaning.
But listen.
Yes.
So I think there are some, you know, politicians' wives who are that. And,
right.
and they are like, you know, they're from the outside, they're perfect, flawless, beautiful. You know, they're appealing because there's a mystery to them that's interesting. And then there are others who are actively engaged in the process. I think that Hillary Clinton always was that. She was actively engaged in the process. She was out raising money. She was out, you know, walking precincts. She was doing, you know, she was making.
If you do a little history on her, you'll find out that she was not an asset for him in the beginning. If you look at her history, she was not an asset for him early on because she refused to take his name. So she was Hillary Rodham, running for office in the South. That went over like a lead balloon. And then when he finally did get elected, I think he lost one term. She finally changed her name. She went out. She got more engaged, more involved in the community. But I'm getting too far away from this. What I was trying to get at was this. Technically, you know, let's use the pure meaning of the word, she was a politician's wife. And then she decided, as time went on, that she was going to run for office. And then when she ran and got in, she became a politician herself. In the purest sense of the comment or of the piece, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, if my wife was the one elected to a school board, I wouldn't have any problem with somebody calling me a politician's husband. And I don't think she'd see me as a handbag. It'd be more like a boulder. But, you know, I wouldn't have any problem with that because it's you can't misunderstand that. It's very simple. And you're right. As a politician herself, she's got her own set of things she could stand on or not stand on, depending on how you look at it. But so I don't see that as a big negative thing unless you try to read into it. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I can see how somebody would, you know, try to read into it and make it negative. You know, certainly there's a constituency of people that would, you know, try and do that. But I, you know, as somebody who is in the same position, you know, and obviously a local level, I feel like there is a responsibility of the spouse to be engaged in the process, and you want to be, right? You want to be because it impacts the family, and it's something that your spouse cares about, and so you are. You're just part of the process in a really good way. I don't see how that's negative, you know, unless somebody from the outside wants to put their own, you know, label on it. And I think that's exactly what that would be.
Yeah. I know that, you know, most politicians couldn't do what they do without their wife's help or without
partner's
help. So but still, like, politician is a politician, has a specific meaning to it. And then the hobnobbing with celebrities, I mean, let's be honest about it. That's exactly what it was.
That's exactly what you have to do.
Yeah.
That's part of the process.
Right.
And, you know, anybody who doesn't get that is obviously far removed from the process to not really understand what it takes. You know, at that level, that is what politicking looks like.
Yeah.
It'll, you know, it's not just, you know, you're not just going door to door and passing out pamphlets. You're also, you know, you're throwing, you know, huge fundraising dinners, and you're hobnobbing or whatever you want to, however you call it, with people with money.
Probably the most expensive dinner I'd ever have.
That's right.
You
know? That's right.
Right? Okay, so since we're talking about crazy nut job stuff, I can't believe you actually threw this story at me. This was kind of funny when I saw this. So a UFO expert found dead after vomiting black liquid. I should have got the X-Files theme for this one, but a conspiracy theorist has been found dead in Poland just days after he texted his mom, instructing her to investigate should anything happen to him. Max Spears, a 39-year-old father of two, was found dead on a sofa in Poland where he had gone to give a talk about conspiracy theories and UFOs. He was ruled to have died from natural causes despite no post-mortem examination being carried out, but his dark investigations into UFOs and government cover-ups may have made him some enemies. What intrigued you? What stood out about this? Why did you send this to me?
Well, can we talk about pop culture craziness?
Okay.
You know, in the world, but not in the galaxy or outside. I mean, who knows?
You think there's a Miley Cyrus on another planet?
Perhaps.
So you think?
Look, I'm open to this.
You think Elvis didn't die? He just went home.
Well, yeah, I don't know about Elvis. I do think there's life on other planets. I mean, it's a whole lot of space for there not to be any life at all. And I think that, I personally follow these stories as such. And I also just wanted to gauge, you know, your reaction to it. So that's always happening.
All right, well, there you go. You got the gauge. How many? Let me ask you a question, because you deal with a lot of the young people. You told me that you actually work with a lot of millennials. Where are they with this kind of stuff?
Well, I think that anything that is, challenges the human mind and forces a reexamination of the status quo. I mean, I think that any millennial is all about that most of the time. I think that I personally find it fascinating. Obviously, that's why I sent you the story. But, I mean, think about it. This guy actually, first of all, has been following UFOs in his entire life and different investigations into alien activity, actually texts his mom and says, and feels a premonition like something's wrong or someone's after him or something's going to happen.
Or somebody threatened him.
And then, how do you explain dark black vomit coming out of him?
Well,
and then he has an autopsy that's completely clean and, like, How do you explain
that? Somebody shoved Drano down his throat. How about that? Right? I mean,
Joe, think about it. I mean, there's nothing. The autopsy is clean. He's got these.
Well, did he have a post-mortem? I said he didn't have one.
No, they did.
Okay.
No post-mortem examination.
No post-mortem examination. So he didn't have one. You know, this is like he's laying next to Scalia. We don't really know what happened.
Well,
he'll be cremated here shortly, and you'll really never know what happened now, will you? It's just like that Russian spy. What?
Well, there's a lot of those conspiracy UFO theories coming out of the UK and that part of the world. So, you know, never know. I mean, Stonehenge, what was that? How did that happen?
Are you saying?
You tell me.
Oh, God, you're taking me up.
Seriously. 3 minutes. Think about it. You know what, Joe? This could be a whole new segment on your show. UFO and alien activity. I mean, this is like.
Yeah.
You let me know.
You know what? Now you're into marketing and social media and that kind of stuff. We could do a whole thing on. What is it? We could do a whole. I could get aluminum hats made with the TRS logo on them, right? And you don't think so? You don't think that would work or what?
Well, that's some interesting merchandising. Let me think about that.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I think that could actually work. You remember this one? Oh, let me see. Can I get that? Oh, yeah, I can do that. What happened? I did. I lost the volume. Oh, that would have been so cool if I pulled that off. Let me see if I can pull this off. I got to try this again. Come on, because some of you older folks will get this one, too, if I do this.
Trump tore into House Speaker Paul Ryan.
I wouldn't want to be in a foxhole with a lot of these...
You're too young for this. That's the theme song to My Favorite Martian. See, we knew there was extraterrestrial life back in the 60s. We just didn't want to get everybody nervous, right? And apparently it was Bill Bixby. I'm sorry. I had that fun with that. Anyway, you know what? You're right. We could do a whole other show around this. But I don't... The conspiracy series stuff, funny. I sat with two guys this morning and talked about this. And we've only got about 30 seconds left. But I said, if I wrap my arms around or try to look at every single conspiracy kind of thing that people sent me, my head would explode. The government couldn't cover all this stuff up the way...
Here's the thing, Joe, for the last word.
All right.
I mean, if our election is going down the road that we think it's going...
Okay.
Two candidates that we can't stand. Let's get
they're both
heck
aliens.
Out of Dodge, right?
I agree. Yeah, take me to Saturn. I'm good. All right, tell people quickly where they can find you.
They can find me on my website, thecloveragency.com, or Twitter, Andrea NDLC is my Twitter handle. Thanks for having me.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Hey, listen, get over yourselves. Have a little fun tonight in this last hour. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're here every day. Hopefully you are, too. Check in tomorrow. TheRealSide.com. This is TheRealSide.com. We'll catch you later.